On Monday, Governor Tom Wolf announced the biggest solar energy commitment ever undertaken by any government in the United States. Known as Pennsylvania Pulse, the power purchase agreement will result in construction of 7 large solar arrays in 6 counties, enough to produce nearly half of all the electricity used by state government. According to Robert Ruth with the Clean Air Council, the solar arrays will generate a total of 191 megawatts of electric power and are scheduled to go into operation on January 1st, 2023.
Cutting pollution, creating hundreds of jobs, bringing millions of dollars in investment to local communities. It's great news all around. It's important to build on this progress.
The project is part of the governor's Green Gov initiative to help meet clean energy and energy efficiency goals established by executive order 2 years ago. That executive order calls for a 26% reduction from 2005 levels of greenhouse gas emissions statewide by 2025 and an 80% reduction by 2050. But Ruth points out the Pulse project will reduce emissions by only a small fraction of that amount.
There are still many other tools that we need to make use of and many other policy steps we need to achieve those goals.
The solar arrays will eliminate almost 158,000 metric tons of greenhouse gas emissions each year, but total annual statewide emissions are about 233 million metric tons. Pennsylvania is pursuing other ways of reducing carbon emissions. Ruth says one of the most significant will be finalizing the regulations required for the state to become part of the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI.
Once those regulations are in place, it is projected to reduce 188 million tons of carbon from power plants in Pennsylvania by the end of the decade.
11 other northeastern states are currently members of REGI. Pennsylvania is expected to become a member early next year. For Keystone State News Connection, I'm Andrea Sears.